We had another fabulous session where, one of the things that's been overwhelmingly great has been so many amazing organizations coming together to talk about challenges. So the specific session we were looking at was infrastructure challenges for designing accessible gaming experiences. And I've broken it down into three broad areas that we discussed. And I started, mistakenly led with focusing on engine at the technical level. And that's partly because I was familiar with some of the expertise we had in the room, but it's, you know, the idea of understanding what is feasible to make game engines more accessible for developers to make games more accessible. And that really led us into talking about the different perspectives of having, when you're building a game engine, you're building it for users or developers, and then you're abstracted from the players. So you don't necessarily always get the information that you need. We then made a slight tangent towards making accessibility features for developers so that we can increase diversity of development. And so making the game engines themselves more accessible. And with each, there comes a level of complexity. And I was very grateful for some of the expertise in the room. We were able to point out that, you know, generally at a technical level, with the correct amount of time and resources and support, most things can be achieved if they know what the priorities are. We then moved on to talking about the infrastructures at a company level and the fabulous work being done by many of the organizations here, who are often, small teams, sometimes small teams in small companies, but sometimes small teams in big organizations, and often fighting for a resource, but also visibility, and trying to lead often large teams with large projects in directions that require multiple conversations at difficult and different levels. So again, to use the example with technical engineers being willing to undertake something, but maybe not being able to be prioritized onto that because there are other things that management, production determine are a higher priority. And part of the change there was to try and emphasize that accessibility needs to be at the highest level from the outset. And that led us to talking about infrastructure at an external level. And when I used the word me there, that's because I got to ask my wicked questions again of why can't we all just work together and make all of this, easy and convenient for everybody. People were very nice about me being allowed to say that as an academic, and pointing out about the complexity of navigating the legal and regulatory frameworks, not just within their own organizations, but within the organizations and the countries that they work in. But also the challenge of working at a global level. And we have this connecting and understanding of different cultures, and everything from the technical level and beyond requires that. And what have I missed?
There was only one other thing.
Only one. I have done well today.
It was that we talked a bit about accessibility within the infrastructure as well, and having people of all abilities in not only coming in to talk about the game in an iterative process during the game making, but also having engines and tools where people who are disabled can make games. They can use the tools to make games so that we're inclusive on every step. So it was Russell who said it's not only bottom up but top down as well. So then we can meet in the middle and have people just of all identities at every level, including at leadership levels within these companies.